We're going to talk books, though, first of all. And I don't know about you, but one of the best bits for me about having some time off work was that I actually got time to read a book. I don't very often get time to sit down and read a book. So I did. But I have to admit, I didn't read the one that we're reading today. I read it at one of the Shetland series by Anne Cleves. We've got with us for our monthly book club, Leslie's Readers, Catherine Lana. She helps to select the book. She's a journalist, works in bookshops. She has her own book website called moreaboutbooks.com. Probably having far too much time to read books at the moment, is that right, Catherine?
Yes, I suppose that is true. Yes, we haven't got much else to do, have we, if we're stuck at home? But what a lovely thing to be able to do. We can escape through a book.
Exactly. For me to be able to, because I can lose myself completely in a book that I'm enjoying. You know, I'm in another world totally. I can just disappear. And that is what we need at the moment. It's grey outside, it's dark. So if you're into reading, a good book is just going to be a saviour, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's perfect, I think.
So the book that you suggested we read for December, Tiger by Polly Clark.
Yes, and it's rather an unusual book, I'd say, because effectively it's four stories. They're all giving a different perspective of the life of what is a magnificent endangered creature, the tiger. But all these elements that she's presented, they're all linked. And I thought that was rather clever and rather brilliant. It took my breath away, actually, because when you put the book down, you feel a bit stunned at this. It's a vast, broad sweep that she gives of all the lives that have been touched by this beautiful animal. So we begin in a zoo and we meet a zookeeper, and she's got her own issues in life, personal challenges, but at the same time as finding out about the animals in her care. So we learn a bit about that and how she has to look after them, and also how she's affected by an injured wild tiger. And then we move on to a Russian conservationist who's got to deal with poachers and how they threaten the lives and existence of the tigers. And then there's a story of an indigenous people and how they have to live alongside these ferocious creatures. And finally, we have all the backstory about these characters as well. So we learn all about their lives as well as how they're touched by the animal itself. And then in the final story, we meet a tigress and a cub. And the tiger tells her own story, which is rather clever because it could be a bit twee, a bit over sentimental, but actually it's beautifully done. It's really clever, in my opinion. So each section feels quite different. And I suppose the only criticism that I would have is that because you're so lost in each world, you actually feel a bit disappointed when you have to move on to the next story.
Yeah.
But actually, when you get to the end, you realise that all the stories are linked. And as I said, you get this huge, great perspective of how a life of a tiger is threatened, what we should do about it. So there's all sorts of issues about conservation and poaching and politics of those sort of issues. But there's also elements too about dynamics between mothers and daughters. There's issues about nature and civilization. There's all sorts of different elements to the book. So you don't really want to rush it. You want to lose yourself in it, just as we've been saying. And what's more, there's also the icy, snowy landscape that the tiger lives in. And we find out all about that. So it's quite wintry. You actually feel quite cold and also quite threatened, because as the hunters are pursuing the tiger, there's always this element of fear and trepidation, because you never know when the tiger is actually watching you. And in fact, the tiger is more likely to be seeing you, even if you don't see the tiger. So there's all that sort of tension and threat. It does make your pulse race a little bit. So I think it's a stunning book. I really enjoyed it.
Brilliant. That's brilliant. I've had an email from Pat Heathcote, who says, I thought this was a wonderful book, beautifully crafted and written. The characters, with all their strengths, weaknesses, hopes and fears, were really well drawn, and I felt I knew them all personally. She says that the stories are riveting and left one hopeful for the future of the Siberian tiger. So did you come away with hope as well?
Yes.
Which is what I would hope for it, yeah.
Yeah, and also because of the people that are working to look after these creatures as well, that was evident in how she was presenting the characters. And the research that the author that she undertook to produce the book is also really fascinating. You can see it on her website, because she's got quite a varied career before becoming a poet and novelist. She was a zookeeper herself, but she also worked with horses for show jumpers and for the Wildfowl Trust. And for this book, she actually went to Siberia for 2 weeks and endured the terrible climate and the forest and the wild wilderness there, the snowscape, and she was taught how to track tigers. So it's really fascinating what she undertook to produce the book.
That's a story in itself. I'm inspired. I might have to go back and read it now, which would be brilliant. So Tiger by Polly Clark. And Pat was inspired, so inspired. She's also sent me a photograph of a tiger, she said, that was taken in a remote Siberian forest by a Russian photographer using hidden cameras. And it appeared apparently in The Guardian on the 14th of October. He won a Wildlife Photographer of the Year competition. But it's obviously really triggered her for her to be searching for pictures of tigers after reading the book.
Yes, and that's what's lovely, isn't it? Because fiction particularly can introduce us to a subject that we perhaps don't know much about, and it educates us without it being difficult to undertake too much information, but it might inspire us to find out more and to learn more, and perhaps to act as well.
So maybe we've inspired other people. Polly Clark is titled Tiger. Straightforward. Don't forget, even if we're in lockdown at the moment, you can get bookshops are doing really well, aren't they? I noticed Stillwater Books and Felix Day says that who needs some lockdown reading then delivered straight to your door? And lots of bookshops doing this, aren't they?
That's right, yes. So they are still trying to get books to us. So you just have to ring them or email them and they'll find a way of getting a book to you. So do please still support your independent bookshops.
And there's also that website, isn't there, that if you want to order online, you can order through this website, so you can order from your local bookshops?
That's right. It's called bookshop.org, and it's a not-for-profit enterprise that started up at the end of last year. And it shares its profits amongst booksellers across the country. So whatever you buy, the money will go back to bookshops in different ways.
Which is a brilliant way to support your local bookshops. And it's difficult times, isn't it, at the moment? Because you've not got any events on particularly, have you?
No, that's right. I mean, you occasionally do some online events, but it's not quite the same, is it, as rubbing shoulders with an author or rubbing shoulders with an audience. Yes, it's a shame that we can't actually do things, obviously, that we'd like to have done in normal times, but hopefully it won't be too long.
Vaccinations, come on, vaccinations, and hopefully at some point we can start to get out and we can have some of our book festivals again. What's our next read that we're going to do then?
Right, it's by an author I've always been intrigued by, but I have to confess I've never read before. And the book is called Agent Running in the Field by John le Carré. He sadly died recently, and I was inspired to read him finally because of all the interviews and articles about him, because he's such a fascinating man. He had so much to say about his writing and about his subjects. So I thought I'd choose his latest novel to read together. So the main character is Nat. He thinks he's at the end of his career, but MI6 have got other ideas, and they manage to convince him to look after a motley group of spies. But it's also about his hobby out of work. He enjoys playing badminton, and his new partner is in fact instrumental in taking him down a very dangerous path. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of politics, comments on today's world, deception, spies, and there's also some humour, the book promises. So we'll see what we do.
Brilliant. We'll talk to you at the beginning of next month and see what you made of it as well. Thanks for being with us, Catherine.
Pleasure.
Catherine Lana, have a look at her website because you can pick up all the details that we've just talked about, see some of the other books that she's reviewed as well. moreaboutbooks.com, and you can join us in reading John le Carré's Agent Running in the Field. John le Carré's Agent Running in the Field.